You are listening to AnCurioPod. This is a podcast for curious minds who believe in lifelong learning. Here, the creative in you can expect meaningful content about academia, tech, productivity, and storytelling. My name is Ankur Yadav, and I will be talking about this journey through some of my life experiences and the current research pursuits that I am having. Along the way, you will know about the creators and the lessons that they have learned on how to make an impact. So, this channel will add some value to your life along with our blog that you can subscribe at AnCurio.com.
In this podcast episode, we are having a very special guest who is also a very dear friend of mine, Mr. Vibhor Bakshi. Great to have you, man, on this podcast episode. How are you?
Thanks, Ankur, for inviting me. I'm all good. It has been a great journey so far.
Yeah, man. So it's really interesting, and I was waiting to host you to hear your interesting stories about planning and also a little bit about life. So in this episode, we are going to talk about ideas from teaching, research, and also how is the life in planning and how can we see it towards future. So for the listeners, I will say that Vibhor is currently working as an assistant professor at the School of Planning and Architecture, SPA Bhopal, and we'll talk about that also. And I will let him introduce himself as in who he is and who he is becoming. So Vibhor, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, Ankur, thanks for the wonderful invitation and wonderful introduction. So I'm working as an assistant professor at School of Planning and Architecture Bhopal from 2018. I joined in 2018 Feb. And before that, I started my professional career at MIT University Gurugram, where I entered into teaching profession. 2016 August it was. So it has been, the journey has been good. The journey has been full of different kind of experiences. Each day I'm learning different things and exploring new things. I'm exploring about emerging prospects as far as the planning is concerned. Not only pertaining myself to the city, I actually take into consideration the macro picture of the city, like how we city and the surrounding areas, particularly the agglomerations or the new settlements. So how they link with each other. So these things we take into consideration. I've developed my immense interest towards this thing, this scale of planning. Yeah, Ankur. So journey has been good. And so far I'm experimenting with new things and new emerging techniques, emerging tools, as far as the planning is concerned.
Thank you, Vibhor, for giving a brief, and definitely we'll come to that. So my first question or curiosity is to understand how you ended up in planning, because I think when we also had a conversation, we talked about the prospect of you getting into IITs and also having the technical dream, and your brother is also into architecture. So how come you ended up in planning? Because I think you have also done it from SPA Bhopal. Tell a brief story how you ended up in this profession itself in the first place.
This part of my life, I call it as a very learning experience and very interesting thing, which I came across a streak of different experiences altogether. And it all started around 11th and 12th when I took the non-medical, when I was pursuing the non-medical career, and my family was behind me in terms of they wanted their son to be the part of the same thing, the bandwagon which everyone was following around, like IITG. So I prepared myself for IITG. I was preparing for IITG. I was having a look on HC Verma. I was having a look on IEE Rodo. I remember we used to solve the pulley numerical. We used to calculate the tension. Then we used to look for kinematics, projectile, and all these things parallelly. And apart from that, it was around 2008 and 9 that Ponzi scam happened in the US. So when that Ponzi scam happened, a lot of engineers were displaced from their places around. So a downfall of engineers were very much evident during that time. And even in my relatives also, it was a kind of a push and pull factors. Everyone was pursuing the engineering. But as far as the market scenario was concerned during that time, they were not making good amount and they were not earning well. So even at that time. So even at that time, my elder brother was in third and fourth year, I remember, particularly third year. Yeah, he was pursuing architecture. Giving the first shot for AIEEE, then there used to be the second exam for architecture and planning. So I applied there. When I applied for architecture and planning, I had that in my mind that I should give it an attempt to see how it was. Although my drawing and my sketching skills were not that good during that time. So
Okay.
I applied and my rank was good enough to get for the planning profession at the School of Planning Architecture Bhopal. So I remember it was around 2010
Okay.
that although my inclination at that time it was too new to me. I didn't hear about planning altogether before preparing for the examinations and everything. And I was looking architecture as one of the major things that I would look forward, which I was looking forward to. Because I was looking at my elder brother earning a little amount, but at least he was doing the freelancing projects parallelly when he was in a second year and third year. So I felt like it is better to get around 15 to 20,000 through the projects per month. If seen the market scenario where the engineers were earning around 20 to 25,000 a month, but within his spending his few hours and preparing the detailed drawings, working at auto in particularly in AutoCAD and in other softwares around. So he was making the 3Ds and he was fetching a few things. So I was seeing him. He was an inspiration during that time, and so I was like into it. Was good to have a plan B that time. Plan A was about IITG, and plan B was about pursuing architecture. But my rank was not that good that I would have looked for the architecture profession. So I ended up at SP Bhopal into planning profession. This has been my journey. I started around 2010 and 2014. Till 2010, from 2010 to 2014, I was pursuing B plan. Then probably 2014 to 16, I did post graduation planning, and so here I am right now, Ankur.
Yeah, that's very interesting journey. And actually, you also went to SEPT during that time. So how was the SEPT experience, by the way?
SEPT experience was totally a different cup of tea altogether. Like when you go from your graduation and your post-graduation level, your maturity levels tend to change. So how I was, particularly from 2010 to 14, and how I was in from the phase of 2014 to 16, it was itself a different thing, different scenarios. The kind of a culture, the kind of pedagogy which I was able to see, I was able to experience at SP Bhopal was a very different as compared to what I used to see during the SEPT. Because the SEPT is more of a culture working at campus. From like we used to start in the morning, early in the morning, around 7 to 8, where we used to have a curriculum of choosing the subjects depending upon our interest. We used to choose the electives. Different those electives would not be streamlined with respect to planning as a subject. You had the liberty to choose a discipline from landscape, a discipline from urban design, a discipline from any other allied field which links with the planning. So that was an additive advantage to me, where I got a chance to visit to Europe with the team of it was a mixed team. We were doing a workshop in Barcelona, and it was a mixed team of we had people from architecture, we had people from planning, we had people from landscape, urban design, and even the civil engineer. There's a course called as SPST, which was a building science course, and people from the similar field joined for one of the exercises at Barcelona. And before that, I also got a chance to go to Oroville, where I learned a lot of sustainable practices in Oroville, where I got to know about how they are coming up with new materials and how they are looking for how they define the sustainability through their proper implementation part. And these two things, I got a hands-on, some sort of a hands-on experience on how the things are, what kind of approach different places have to define the cities. Thus, linking with the literature that I've already studied before and going to the Paris, I have looked from the French Revolution, from Napoleon's time to, I would say, to Michelangelo. Like, there has been a constant changes that have occurred within the place, from Haussmann's time to the Baroque to Rococo. Everything has occurred there. So from even the Walter Gropius arts and craft movement, there has been a streak of things that have shaped these cities as far as Paris is concerned. And even looking for the similar learning in the case of Barcelona as well, where they actually have the super block concept. So it was good. Although I was not well versed with these towns, but I got a chance to look for from the perspective of Haussmann's Paris to Gaudí's Barcelona. It was a good experience in a nutshell. Over to you,
Yeah,
Ankur.
that's wonderful, Vibhor, because when you get international exposure, your vision also changes, and how international cities allow your eyes to see is also a delight. So somehow I'm interested to know, you have been to SPA Bhopal, you have been to SEPT. So what sort of differences you have understood in terms of teaching pedagogy also? Because I think it's more intensive in SEPT from what I know. So what is your experience in terms of learning in both the places?
In terms of learning, SP Bhopal came into the formation, particularly 2008 it was, and the SEPT has been more than 3 or 4 decades that we see the planning. SEPT and SP Delhi were the pioneers of bringing planning. So the kind of atmosphere which was here, the SEPT has few, even the incubation centers which are taking the planning projects all together. So the kind of exposure which I got here was a different one as compared to I've seen in the case of SP Bhopal, where I realized that over in the third, particularly be in my third year, I got a chance to do a consultancy project on development plan of Samdrup Dzongkhar, which was one of the smaller cities in Bhutan. And from there, my inclination grew towards planning. So it almost took me 2.5 years initially to understand what planning is all about, because it was more of a bookish knowledge before to that. So I was reading, reading and reading. But one of the, when we started with the first consultancy project, so there I got some glimpse about what planning is all about in my bachelor's. And even the two internships at Hudco and the other at DIMS provided me with some kind of learning about planning, what planning is. Because we, I remember we was dealing with one of the slum in situ rehabilitation project, which was Katpatti slum in Delhi, ideal case, because it was the first in situ rehabilitation project within Delhi. And so similarly, and when I came to, particularly when I joined the masters, the kind of pedagogy which I observed, as I already earlier have told you about, we had an elective systems where we used to select our subjects depending upon our research interest. So it was a mix. It was kind of a multidisciplinary approach where we got a chance to choose subjects from landscape, choose subjects from urban design and other things. So there it was a mix. We used to interact with the people from different disciplines. We used to learn how they are doing it. We used to interact with architects. And the other thing was, we used to have a good campus life as well. So I remember talking with the foreigners who were coming from different universities, sharing their own school of thoughts, how the planning process or how the planning education has been carried out within their universities, what, how the pedagogy is different in their case, what kind of new things they are coming up with, what kind of new school of thoughts they are putting in, what kind of experimentation their university is doing in. So it was the kind of narratives we were indulged with the people who used to visit, say, from different, I would say from different parts of the world. So I feel like that was something which was not that much evident in the SP Opal during the initial years, but I would say it's coming slowly, slowly and slowly, different experiences in the world together. Yes, Ankur.
Yeah, even the culture part is entirely different when it comes to Ahmedabad, and then you have the feel of the city, and then Ahmedabad is core culture of different activities, all the stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Ahmedabad, one of the most traditional places, I would say, because every time I remember all the septians when the Garba will come. So we used to go to, even there were a few places around where we used to go. And we probably used to enjoy all 9 days. People used to come to Sept, and we used to arrange the pass for the relatives who used to live. They really used to enjoy coming to the Sept and performing Garba, and they were huge. The people used to wait for like almost 20-25 minutes to get entry inside the Sept campus, and even how beautifully it was decorated. I still remember that the people from different fields, as I already told you about architectural planning, and the people used to even spend around almost a week to decorate the campus to bring the light. So that actually have a very good, I would say very good memories associated with Sept. I remember we used to visit NID as well as IIM. It was not only restricted to the universities, even people were celebrating the Garba, and they were performing Garba within their, at the neighborhood level also.
Yeah.
That actually runs in the blood.
So, interestingly, now, as we have already talked about the learning section of your SPA and SEP, now again, I know you went to MIT University for teaching and you have a background of infrastructure planning. So now tell me about how is the life in academia, or how did you end up in teaching? Tell me about teaching profession for you. How is it special for you, and how has been your journey in academia?
Journey in teaching has been good. I developed more interest towards reading when I joined MIT. One thing I've realized, you get ample time when you join the teaching, because you, particularly during that time, you can develop your horizon, you can develop your knowledge while reading more and more. Even but over the last 3 or 4 years, the 2 to 3 more important things which I feel like everyone should know about. The first is, I will say, we should read more and more. You should be well-versed with the ongoing scenarios, what's going around. And the second thing, it's how you deliver. How you deliver means how you teach. That matters. Engage more of storytelling component when you discuss with the people around. You should tell your real-time experiences, how it was, how the planning can be, and what are the grassroots challenges. I'm delivering my pedagogy, talking with a person who is doing the bachelor's and who is doing the master's, to the kind of I should reach to the person in much detail, to a person, to the student who is actually in the first year as compared to the masters. That is something which I should look for.
Yeah. So I can add, actually, the point when you are talking about teaching for bachelors and masters, and even I have also been into teaching and now I am into research. So what I have also experienced is that your narrative is very important. Your storytelling is very important, because if you have to deal with the complex ideas, you have to certainly break it down to different levels to get that different level of understanding. And I think that is really important. And you get to know that when you are into teaching, when you are having different sort of students and their understanding level. So it inspire you to also
True,
learn
true, true.
yourself in
So
the process.
you need to reach to each and every student. That matters. The
Yeah,
knowledge matters,
yeah.
but with knowledge, it matters that you should be crystal clear to each and every student, from the weak to the person who can easily grasp you. So
Yeah.
that kind of pedagogy is you should have. It should be more inclusive session, I would say.
Yeah,
And even
true.
this kind of storytelling kind of component is not only required for teaching, it is required for the consultancy also. I was reading another interesting book on storytelling by Indranil Chakrabarty, where he describes how, by the way, Indranil Chakrabarty is an IIM graduate, so he has done it. He did his graduation from Jadavpur and then he went to IIM Lucknow. So it's beautifully
Okay.
written, but role storytelling has to play in terms of dissemination of ideas, dissemination of thoughts to the people.
Right. So, when we talk about academia and teaching, and before going into the research part, can you tell a name of few books which a person who is aspiring planner or who is currently into planning, ideally an essential read, two, three books which they should read, and what can be the input they
Okay,
can get from?
okay, okay. I would say I was very much impressed, depending upon the student. In the bachelor's, I advise for the people who have entered into BPLN profession, just to understand what planning is all about, I say just go through the concept of Image of the City by Kevin Lynch, in which he talks about five elements. Although that book is very, like, it's good to understand, good for the people who need to understand planning from the grassroots level, who doesn't know anything, particularly a layman, if you want me to tell me or to describe how the planning is all about, what the planning is all about. So I'll just focus on these five elements that actually describes the city. From the basics of Kevin Lynch's imagability, I'll take you to Death and Life of American Cities by Jane Jacobs. It is beautifully written.
Yeah, yes. It's
Okay.
controversial also. In a way,
Yeah.
it's a critique. Yeah.
Yeah, it talks about the eyes on the street concept. It has beautifully told about what kind of urban design or urban reconstitution challenges which US was going on, talked about. Then another book by Edmund Bacon, Design of Cities by Edmund Bacon, in which he discusses the story of Philadelphia, how the Philadelphia was developed and what planning principles the
Okay.
Philadelphia was developed, because at that time gentrification was very much seen, particularly around 18th century. The gentrification was prevalent through around the US and other colonies. So I
Right.
say
Yeah.
you can look for this thing. Then you can look for Global Cities by Saskia Sassen, in which the book talks about how the global networks has a major role to play, about Internet of Things, about the virtual connections, all these things. Another interesting read, if you want to look for from Saskia Sassen's Global City, you can Peter Hall's World City. Peter Hall has beautifully described about world cities, in which
Yeah,
he
Cities
actually
of
lays
the
down a
Future is
comparison.
also there.
And I
Yeah.
would not say you only start your See, if you don't have an inclination towards reading, don't start with book. Or initially, I will say you the first step to read is to go through different research papers to understanding about what planning is. For example, now another interesting research paper by Partha Mukhopadhyay, who has beautifully written about the process of suburban urbanization. So that means
Okay.
how we can reduce the migration and how we can have self-sustaining centers, particularly
Yeah.
around city, if we talk it as a region. These are few books, and there are many more, but definitely
Even
there are ample number of books.
I would add to that, even you have talked about Peter Hall for World City part. So I would suggest that one should also have a look at Cities of the Future, because that book has multiple chapters devoted to
True,
multiple
true, true.
types of planning
Definitely.
scenario. And
Even
I
Cities in
think,
Evolution, you can refer.
yeah, Cities in Evolution. And then
I think
when
that
we
is by
talk
Patrick
about the,
Geddes, if I'm not wrong. Yeah.
yeah. And also, when we talk about the markets and how economy is being affecting the design of the city, then one can read Order Without Design by Alan Bartered, so that they can have an idea of real estate and how the distance from the core CBD and going outside, it changes the dimensions of the prices
True, true,
also.
true.
So
And
it's a
there,
very essential component
yeah.
in
Sorry,
planning,
Ankur, for the
economy.
interruption. Actually, I'm recalling the books. There is another beautiful book by Amos Rapoport. The book is on urban pattern. It is beautifully written. We'll say everyone to go through that book.
But
True,
yeah,
true,
definitely.
true.
One must have a look at these books to have a certain idea and to develop a proper understanding in the way there is a communication in this particular profession. So I think we will move to the last part, or the more accentuated part, where we have to give emphasis on research. So first of all, what does research mean to you in planning in the current scenario? Where is it heading, or where do you see yourself into the research dimension as of now? Tell me about your research ideas and what's your interest right now.
My research idea in terms of planning, there are three things. The first is to understand the trend, to understand the past, then what is happening in the present. And the third stage, I keep it as what will happen in the future or how you are planning for the future. So the major thing is how you go about the past. So we collect the periodicals, we collect the documents, we look at the census data, we look at the other things that actually define the city, particularly in the context of planning I'm talking about. What kind of policies were prevalent in the city from almost last 3 or 4 decades? I will say it pre-independence or post-independence. What kind of policy framework cities has experienced? And that it's not particularly within last 10 or 20 years. You have to trace a history. For example, today only I was teaching students about town planning scheme. The town planning scheme didn't come from now. Like, it was evident way back, particularly when the restructuring work was going on before First World War or around Second World War. It was very much evident. And who was the pioneer to bring the town planning scheme? Bombay Improvement Trust came in year 1915. They were the pioneers of bringing that thing into the existence when a lot of restructuring was required. So I was into the part that the past was required to bring a strong need of the study as far as the research is concerned. I'll tell you the history. I'll tell you the kind of policies and the programs that were going in the city. I'll link that past with the present. That means that will tell me what is the gap, what is the data gap. Currently, what are the issues which the people are facing in their day-to-day lives as far as the planning is concerned? So, bridging the gap from past to present, and we'll solve the present issue, but the planning will be done for in such a duration that definitely it will take almost, it will consume around next 20-25 years. For example, if we do any regional planning exercise, it goes for next 20-25 years. So, it becomes equally important to put the planning imperatives in a correct manner so as to look for the future without sacrificing the need of present. That is why we bring all the notion of SDGs, which has been developed.
Yeah.
So as to cater all the SDGs, so as to look for all other things. So research should be dealt in such a way that it should be delivered to something. It should be a problem solving. Problem solving means it should solve the issues. Now the second thing would be the kind of innovation that you put in the research. That means innovation directly links with the kind of new emerging things that are coming in the planning profession. Even planning has become so multidisciplinary that even the computer science person or even the other person who is linking with it, he can actually bring in the component of computer science or the bring in the component of artificial intelligence or the machine learning in the planning. So that will have a big role to play in the coming future. There was a program by Prime Minister in which he talked about RACE program, was about the responsive artificial intelligence for social empowerment. So in which he talked about part of machine learning, supervised classification, what it has to do or what it will do in the coming future.
Right.
And even he talked about the collaboration of Niti Aayog with the Karnataka government in which they were doing the agriculture. One of the pilot studies for agriculture in which they talked about how they will tap the rotten agricultural produce through the use of artificial intelligence. So that means one research should be the problem solving research and second should be the kind of innovativeness you put in the research. So these two approaches would be really good to look for.
So that's great, Vipor. And so talking about the broad research you have really addressed and tried to talk about even the intelligence part, problem solving part and the innovation part, I think that constitutes the research. And also when it comes to you, what do you prefer to go into? What dimension of planning are you planning to go for your research further? I think this would be the last question.
I look for a topic which should be a mix of which should have innovativeness as far as which should do something on ground. So these two things I look for. And even I, right now, as you already know, there are two kinds of research. The first is we do for example, if we are going for a doctorate research, we do it. And even we do it through DST projects also. So my inclination would be more towards project. I mean, if I can contribute into something through my PhD research, the first thing. And secondly, if I can bring in the new emerging techniques or new emerging tools within that. Okay.
Right, right.
So if I can bridge these two things, it would be, I feel like it can be a great, actually can be a great research. But I would, at the end, I will say I'm not an expert. So I can just tell you about through my experiences. But there are a lot of other people, there are a lot of other experts who actually have done it beautifully and who are still doing it. Even one of the experts would be you in the coming future. I know that.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful, Vibhor, and you have addressed multiple things into planning as well as your journey as well. And I think this will be very much beneficial for the listeners or the budding planners who are going to listen to this particular podcast episode. and you have wonderfully addressed how your research should be and where it should address. And with that idea and with that notion, complete our podcast episode here. I would like to thank you, your ideas, and you have shared your learnings. And I think it's going to go a long way for me as well and for you. Really great.
Okay.
And I think it will be very interesting for the listeners
yeah,
also.
Yeah,
Thank
yeah.
you so much
Thanks
for
the
joining
invitation.
us.
Thanks a lot, Ankur.